That's a wonderful prayer that we've just been praying.
我们刚刚做的祷告是一个很好的一个祷告。
I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
Oh, 我需要你，我需要你。
I don't know who prayed. Somebody right behind me said, Lord, I want to be a better person.
我不知道刚刚谁坐在我的后面，可是他做一个祷告说，主啊，你让我成为一个更好的人。
And I need you for that, Lord.
我是何等的需要你才有可能达到。
I'm not holy, but you are.
我不是圣洁的，但是你是圣洁的。
I want you to bless me now, my Savior.
我需要你现在就来祝福我，我的救主。
When the Lord called Abraham and said, I want to bless you,
当神他呼召亚伯拉罕，他说我要祝福你。
It didn't end there. The Lord said, I want to bless you that I might make you to be a blessing.
他没有停在那里，他说我要赐福给你，我也要使你成为多人的祝福。
And that's why the Lord wants to bless you this morning.
这就是为什么神今天早上他要来祝福我们。
It doesn't stop with you. He wants then you to become a blessing.
他不会把他的祝福停在你的身上，他要你继续的将这个祝福传出去。
In the lives of others, that he may be glorified through you.
在我们的生命里面，让神他可以借着我们得着荣耀。
That your life will be fruitful for the kingdom of God.
好，叫我们的生命能够多结果子，为着他的国。
I should say hello before I start.
我应该要先说大家好。
It's nice to be back again with you.
很高兴能够再次回来跟大家在一起聚会。
You know, I don't take it for granted that it seems like all my life I've been coming out here on Labor Day.
我不敢把它当作理所当然的事，好像我这一生我每年的这个劳工节都是在这里服侍。
But when the middle of the year comes or so on, and I get an email and would you come again Labor Day?
每年到了大概年终的时候，我都会收到一个 email 告诉我说，你可不可以在劳工节的时候再来服侍我们。
I'm glad when I see that email because it means I get to see you.
每次我收到这样的 email 我都很高兴，因为这代表说我可以再次看到大家。
But you know, coming to see you, although it is very nice, that's really not why I come.
你知道吗？能够跟大家再见面是很好一件事情，可是那并不是我来这边 的理由。
We want to see Jesus.
因为我们来到这里，我们是要见耶稣。
We want to meet with him.
我们要来遇见耶稣。
If we don't do that,
如果我们不这样子的话,
we're kind of wasting our time.
我们就浪费了我们的时间。
But I'm thankful that when we gather together in his presence and in his name, he draws very near.
但是我很感谢主，当我们奉着他的名聚在一起的时候，他就吸引我们到他的跟前来。
He's just waiting for an opportunity to bless you.
他是时时刻刻等着机会，找那个机会来赐福给我们。
See, this is not our opportunity to meet him, it's his opportunity to meet us.
你知道吗？这不是我们来遇见他的机会，而是神他遇见我们来赐福给我们的一个机会。
For him to have his way in our lives.
好，叫他能够在我们的身上找到他所要的那条路。
So Lord, bless us today that we might be a blessing.
所以我们跟主说，主啊，愿你来祝福我们，让我们也可以成为你的祝福。
I'm glad Pastor Yu said last night that he says the same thing all the time.
我很高兴昨天晚上余弟兄他说他一直都是在传讲同样的信息。
He's been preaching the same message all year.
好像整年都在传同样的信息。
I'm glad for that.
我很高兴他这样说。
Because there aren't a whole lot of messages to preach.
因为确实有很多的信息需要传讲。
But Christ and him crucified.
可是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Living in him and abiding in him and exchanging our old lives for the life of Christ.
住在他的里面，将我们的生命交换他的属天的生命。
That's a wonderful message.
这是很美好的一个信息。
Keep preaching it.
我会继续的传讲这样的信息。
Next year, Lord willing, the theme of the conference will be bearing fruit.
也许如果神许可，明年我们劳工节特会，也许我们再来讲同样的题目，为神多结果子。
The founder of our fellowship, his name was Hans Waldvogel.
在我们那个聚会的创始人，他名字是吴老牧师，吴汉斯牧师。
There's a little book of excerpts from his sermons, one for each day. You could read as a little devotional.
有一本小书他们收录了吴老牧师他所讲的传讲的信息。
And January 1st's reading is simply nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in Him.
他每一天有一个信息元月一号他的信息就是说。除了耶稣基督和住在他里面，没有什么其他的事是重要的。
And that's really true. Nothing is important but Jesus.
这是非常真实的一件事情。除了耶稣以外，没有什么其他的事是重要的。
And living in Him.
继续的住在他的里面。
May He help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
I also ate a big breakfast this morning.
今天早上我吃早餐吃得很饱。
I'm trying to look fat.
我想要让大家看我可以稍微胖一点。
I don't know if it's working yet, but I'm doing my best.
我不知道我这短短的时间会不会长得胖一点，可是我会尽量试。
Although in the Bible they killed the fatted calf, so I don't know how fat it was.
虽然圣经有讲到说你要把那个肥牛肚杀了来吃，我不知道这跟我有什么关系。
A few weeks ago, I read or came across a story of a woman that got an engagement ring.
几个礼拜以前我读到一个故事，关于一个人，她一个女人，她拿了一个她的订婚戒指。
I wonder if there are any women here this morning that, oh, never mind, I won't ask that question.
我不知道。
She got the engagement ring, she was so thrilled with it.
她拿到那个订婚戒指的时候，她非常的觉得很高兴。
Will you marry me?
听到人家说你愿不愿意嫁给我？
Yes, 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 I will.
是啊是啊，我很想嫁给你。
And she was so happy.
她这么的高兴。
Several weeks went by, and she had to go to a jewelry store for a watch repair.
几个礼拜以后，她要到一个珠宝店那边，让她的手表她坏了，需要在那边有修理。
And she thought she would just ask the jeweler if he could look at that stone and give her a ballpark figure as to what it cost.
她就想想，顺便既然我来到这边，她可不可以顺便看一下她这个戒指？大概估一下价格，这个戒指值多少钱？
Now, it wasn't one of those little ones that we heard about last night.
那个上面的钻石不是那个很小，昨天晚上余弟兄讲的那么小。
This was a pretty good sized stone in that ring.
那个宝石是蛮大的一个。
The jeweler looked at it, examined it, and came back and told her it's fake.
然后那个珠宝商呢，看着那个珠宝，然后看回来，然后他告诉他说这个是假的。
It looked good.
外面看起来很好。
Nobody would have ever known the difference by looking at it.
一般的人都不会留意到这个真的跟假的差别。
But when the expert took a look, and when the expert examined it, the expert found that it was just a piece of glass.
可是如果当一个专家他来看，他来检验的时候，他就发现这只不过是一般的玻璃而已。
Now, I have two bills here in my wallet, and I know you can't really see them too well, but I wonder if anybody could tell me which one is counterfeit.
我手上有两张钞票，我不知道你们看不看得出来，其中有一张是假的。
Now, you couldn't tell me because...Neither of them are, but if one of them were counterfeit, you couldn't tell the difference.
当然，我这两张钞票都是真的。可是，就算有一张是假的，你们这么远看，你们也看不出来哪一张是假的。
I once had a bill. It really looked real. That's why I carried it in my wallet for a long time. It was $1 million bill.
我曾经有一张钞票，它看起来很真，它上面写说100万的钞票。
And if you looked at it, it looked real. The color was real. It had those little grainy things. Everything looked real about it. It had $1 million printed over here, and in the middle was a picture of Mickey Mouse.
然后你看那张钞票，真的看颜色什么都是对的。然后它上面写100万，然后中间有个照片是那个米老鼠的照片。
So it wasn't very difficult to tell that bill was fake.
当然，对一般人来讲，你要看出那张钞票是假的，是蛮容易一件事情。
There were some aspects of it that did look real, but it was obviously fake.
当然有些东西，他尝试的让它看起来很真，可是很明显的那是一张假钞。
The ring was a little bit more difficult to distinguish real from fake.
那张订婚那个订婚戒指是比较困难，你看得出来到底是真的还假的。
If you come over to my house and sit on my couch, is it leather or is it fake?
如果你们来我家坐在我家的沙发上面，你可不可以发现到底我家的沙发是真皮的还是假皮的？
I don't know what you would do with them out in California, but if you had one of those mink coats, I mean, is it real or is it fake?
我不知道你们在加州怎么样，你们如果穿那种好像雨衣那种东西，到底是真的还是假的？
There are a lot of things that are counterfeit.
有很多的事情都是伪的，都是假的。
In New York City, on the street corners, sometimes you'll find vendors selling watches.
在纽约，我住的那边，有时候你会在街上看到有人在卖那些假的。
Oh, this is an authentic, genuine Rolex watch.
他会告诉你说，这个是保证是真的劳力士的手表。
Can be yours for $10.
啊，你只要花$10，你就可以买一个回去。
So I take out my fake $10 bill and I give it to him.
所以我就拿出我那张假的$10的钞票，拿给他。
You know, so much fraud, so much fake news.
有这么多假的事情，假的东西，甚至假的新闻。
You know, sometimes there are fake Christians.
你知道吗？有时候也有假的基督徒。
It's hard to distinguish, but they're fake.
有时候你很难在外面看出来，可是他们是假的。
Only the trained eye of the master technician could discern the fraudulence, but it's there.
唯有那些眼睛是训练过的眼睛，他才能够看出来什么是真的，什么是假的。
Sometimes it's easy to see. You can see it a mile off. It's not hard. It's Mickey Mouse right in the middle of the dollar bill.
有些东西你很远就可以看得到，就像我刚刚说的那张钞票，小有一张米老鼠的照片在中间，所以你远远就可以看出来那是假的。
Jesus wants us to be like him.
主耶稣他要我们能够像他一样。
He wants us to be real.
他要我们过一个真实的生活。
He doesn't want us to play games. He wants us to be the authentic reality of Christ living out his life, of we bearing fruit, we growing into the likeness of Jesus.
他不要让我们做一个假冒的人，好像我们外面说我们基督徒，可是我们没有活出他真正的生命。没有能够真的结果是为着他。
That's why when our brother prayed, Lord, make me a better man.
这是为什么刚刚有个弟兄他祷告说，主啊，让我更成为一个更好的人。
Make me to grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我在基督耶稣的知识和恩典上面有长进。
Mahatma Gandhi, if you remember him from over in India.
如果你们记得在印度有个叫甘地的人。
He was a Hindu, but there was a time in his life where he was seriously interested in Christianity.
他是一个印度教徒，可是他生命中有一段时间，他对于基督教很有兴趣。
He went to a Christian church because he wanted to ask and talk to the pastor about it.
他到那些基督徒的聚会里面，他要那个听那个牧师跟他讲。
He came into the church and the usher would not seat him.
他到一个教会里面，那个招待没有叫请他找一个位置请他坐下。
The usher in that Christian church told him to go find his own kind.
那个教会的招待告诉这个印度教的甘地说，你到别的地方去找那些跟你一样的人。
Years later, when Gandhi was asked about Christianity in the Bible,
几年以后，有人问甘地关于他对基督教还有圣经的看法。
Because he did love the Sermon on the Mount.
因为他实在很喜欢主耶稣的登山宝训。
He said, "Jesus, I love."
他说主耶稣我很喜欢他。
But it's his followers that I have trouble with.
可是他的跟随者。
His followers don't seem to be following.
我没有看到他的跟随者真正的在跟随他。
See, sometimes the greatest problem to our bringing forth fruit in our families, with our children, with our parents, with our brothers, our sisters, our close friends.
有时候常常在我们最亲近的人面前，我们的家人面前，我们的孩子面前，我们的弟兄姐妹面前，我们要在他面前结果子的一个拦阻。
The greatest hindrance could be ourselves.
最大的问题和拦阻就是我们的自己。
Our own lives, our lack of following Christ.
我们的生命，我们缺乏那个真实跟随耶稣的生命。
And as our brother prayed, Lord, I can't make myself holy. You're holy, I'm not.
好像我们刚刚弟兄做的祷告，我没有办法使我自己成为圣洁。神啊，你才是圣洁的，只有你可以成为圣，使我成为圣洁。
Yet Peter writes, "Be holy," the Lord said, "as I am holy."
圣经告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So how am I going to close the gap between my unholy life and His holiness?
所以我们怎么样子把这中间一个断层，把我自己所以为的圣洁跟神的圣洁来连在一起？
The only way I know to close the gap is I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee.
唯一的方法可以把这个中间的断层缩小，减到最低，就是我们一直跟主说，我需要你，我需要你。
Lord, You have to increase, and I have to decrease.
主啊，你必须要加增，我必须要减少。
As Pastor Yu said last night, I take exception to anything in my life that's incongruent with the life of Jesus Christ.
就好像昨天晚上于弟兄讲的，每一件事情跟主耶稣比在一起都不算什么。
Years and years ago, when I first graduated from college, I worked in an insurance company.
很久很久以前，当我大学刚毕业的时候，我在一个保险公司上班。
First job I had to go to different places of our insureds and take reports and investigate and see whether the accident really happened, whether it was fraudulent or real or whatever it was.
常常我会需要到各个地方去调查，到底这意外是真的还是假的？他们做保险的宣称是真的还是假的
？I went to one place to take a statement down from a man who was apparently hurt on the job.
我到一个地方去我要写下来这个人发生的事情，他看起来他在他的工作场合受的伤。
So I was writing up a statement, and all of a sudden, from around the corner of the same shop, I heard somebody yelling.
我在那边正要写下来发生的事情，描述这个细节的时候，突然我听到在同一个房间远远有一个角落，有一个人开始在那边大喊。
He was yelling at one of his coworkers.
他在跟他的同事在那边喊。
It was a rather heated argument.
那是一个很激烈的争吵。
And then the man that was doing most of the yelling started yelling things that you wouldn't find in the dictionary.
他那个人争吵喊到一个地步，他用一些字你根本在一般的字典里面都找不到的。
And so I just moved myself a little bit around and I took a peek to see what was going on.
所以我就稍微的走靠近一点，我来看看说到底那边发生了什么事情。
And was I surprised when I saw the man doing the yelling was brother so-and-so from the church.
当我真的看到那个在大喊的人，我发现他是教会里面的某某弟兄。
He should have started singing, I need thee, oh, I need thee.
你不应该说啊，我需要你，我需要你。
I never saw him that way on Sunday in church.
我在教会里面，我从来没有看到这个弟兄这样子大喊大叫。
In Sunday in church, it was praise the Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
在主日我看到他的时候，他都是举起手来，哦，感谢主，感谢主，我赞美你。
But on Monday at work, it was anything but praise the Lord.
可是在礼拜一我看到他的时候，他除了感谢赞美主以外，什么其他的事他都做。
So now that may be pronounced or a large example, but in the little things of our lives, we need to be congruent with that life of Jesus Christ.
这也许是一个比较夸张的一个例子。可是在我们每天的生命里面，我们必须要一直的跟主连在一起。
If you have your Bible, if you just turn with me quickly to Romans chapter 2.
大家可不可以翻开你的圣经，翻到罗马书第二章。
The Apostle Paul is writing there. I'm just going to read a couple thoughts from this one passage. Begin with the 21st verse.
我们从21节开始读。
Paul says, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself?
在那里他说，你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？
You who preach against stealing, do you steal?
你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?
你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？
You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？
You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law?
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，
厌恶神吗？ As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。
We don't want God's name to be blasphemed among the Gentiles because of us.
我们不想神的名在外邦人中间因着我们，他的名受了亵渎。
We want God's name to be honored. We want God to be glorified in and through our lives.
我们要神的名借着我们的生命，我们的生活得着荣耀，得着称颂。
We were saying that last night. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me, changing me.
昨天晚上我们唱那首诗歌，他从改变我们，荣上加荣，荣上加荣。
But why? So that the love of Christ or God can be shown to the world.
为什么当他这样改变我们的时候，神的爱就借着我们彰显到世界上去？
He's changing me from the earthly to the heavenly.
他一直的改变我们，从一个属地的改变成一个属天的。
But here the apostle writing to the Jewish people here in this section says it's not happening among you.
可是使徒保罗在这边写给那些犹太，他说我在你们中间我看不到这件事情。
You know what to do.
你知道你该做什么。
You tell others what to do.
你也教导别人该怎么做。
But are you doing it?
可是你自己有没有在做呢？
And it's so easy to excuse yourself.
你知道我们常常会把自己找借口。
It's so easy, as Jesus said in Matthew 7, you see the speck in somebody else's eye, but you don't recognize the beam in your own eye.
好像主耶稣在马太福音第七章说，你看到别人的眼中有梁木，有刺，你看不到自己的眼里面有梁木吗？
Ever been to a church service where you were so glad that that person was in that meeting to hear that message?
如果在教会里面，你会说，哦，我很高兴某某人听到今天的信息。
I hope they heard what the preacher said because they really needed that.
哦，我今天听这篇信息就是为着那个人说的，他实在需要这样的信息。
I'm glad they were there. I'm praying that the Lord will open their ears to hear what he said this morning.
哦，我真是高兴他今天在会众之间，我一直要为他祷告，他今天能够听到神跟他说的话。
But never a concept at all that this really could be for me.
可是从来就没有想到说，哦，这个信息其实是为着我向我说的。
Because the adversary really wants to blind us to our own need.
因为我们的仇敌他真的要来蒙蔽我们自己，让我们看不见我们自己真正的需要。
He might open your eyes to the needs of everybody around you, but not to yourself.
他也许开你的眼睛，你看到哦，这个人的需要，那个人的需要，可是你看不见你自己的需要。
The Holy Spirit wants to convict us of sin.
圣灵来要叫我们自己责备自己，为着我们的罪。
When we were praying up here before the meeting, our sister prayed, Lord, Lord, that you would change us by your Spirit.
我们在之前会前的祷告，有一个姐妹，她祷告说：“主啊，借着你的灵来改变我。”
Changes, open our understanding, help us to see ourselves. We need you.
开我的眼睛，我的悟性，让我看到我真实的自己，看到我有多么的需要你。
And so this morning, I'm interested in every one of us having an influence on the lives of others that they too may know Jesus.
我今天早上是的，我很有兴趣，我们大家能够成为一个对别人有影响的人，让我们彼此的受到别人的影响。
Sometimes parents come to me, would you please speak to my son or daughter?
有时候我发现有一些家长会来到我面前说，你可不可以跟我的孩子跟他教他。
They play too many video games.
他常常玩太多的那些电子游戏了。
They don't want to come to church much anymore.
他不太再去教会了。
Could you talk to them?
你可不可以跟他们讲讲话?
As if that's going to do something.
好像这样子能够改变他们一样。
But I do sometimes, I'll talk to them.
对啊，有时候我会试着跟他们有点交通。
Unfortunately, sometimes the kid will say, "Well, you know, the reason why I lost interest is because of what I see in my parents."
可是常常我听到有些孩子他会跟我说，为什么我对教会没有兴趣了呢？因为我看到我的父母亲就是这样子。
They're not very sincere about it themselves, so they play a good game and they put up a good front. But genuinely, I can see through the veneer and the guise.
对我，他们外面表现出来好像很好的样子，可是在家里面，我看到他们的样子根本就不是他们真正的样子。
If you have your Bible this morning, I'd like to just follow a little bit through in the book of Genesis, a family pedigree, family tree.
我想今天早上我们可不可以从创世纪来看到一个发生在一个家里面一直传下去的一件事情。
I'm not going to read any whole passages, but if you turn with me to the 37th chapter of Genesis.
我不会把读很多太多的整章，可是我请大家跟我一起翻到创世纪第37章。
You're familiar with the story of Joseph, I'm sure most of you are.
我想大家都对于约瑟的故事很熟。
He had some dreams.
他有一些梦。
And he, I guess, made I don't know if it was a mistake, but he, in his exuberance, he told his brothers his dreams.
我不知道他是故意的还是不小心的，他很高兴的就把他的梦告诉他的兄弟们。
And what his brothers understood the dreams to mean was, we're all going to bow down to you sometime, huh?
他的哥哥们听得懂他讲那个梦的意思，是不是有一天我们都要向你下拜啊？
That's not exactly the kind of dream that your brothers want to hear to endear yourself to your brothers.
你知道这些不是你比你大的哥哥们想要喜欢听到的一个梦。
So if you had a dream like that last night, just don't tell anybody about it.
所以当中呢，你们如果有的人做了相同的梦，不要随便告诉那些比你大的人。
And then to top it off, Joseph's father probably didn't help the situation by making him that coat of many colors.
我们知道他的约瑟的父亲。他可能没有帮助他的孩子们彼此的相爱，他还把约瑟给了他一件彩衣。
I mean, if my father made me a coat of many colors, I wouldn't wear it.
如果我的父亲做一件彩衣要我穿，我想我不敢穿。
But Joseph proudly wore that coat.
可是约瑟他很骄傲就把那个彩衣穿在身上。
Dad made this for me. Where's yours?
爸爸把这件衣服给我穿，你们都没有，哈哈哈。
You know, it really.Very good. He didn't help himself out.
你们知道约瑟他外面的行为也没有帮他自己来解决这个问题。
And so, as you remember the story, all the brothers are there, and they see Joseph come walking down the road with his coat on.
你们知道那个故事的接下来，他的兄弟们看到他穿的这个彩衣，很骄傲的在那边走。
And by this time, they've had it up to here with their brother. They want to get rid of him.
这时候，他的那些兄哥哥们都想，我们要除掉这个人。
So they grab him. Here comes this dreamer, and they throw him into a pit.
他们说这个做梦的来了，我们把他丢到一个洞里面，一个坑里。
There's discussion about killing him, and Reuben wants to spare him, and they don't know what they're going to do, but he's in the pit.
那时候他们在讨论该怎么样解决他，是把他杀了呢，还是像流便想要救他，要救他的性命
？Then those Ishmaelite traders come by, and they decide to sell him into slavery.
以斯玛利的商人过来，他们就决定说，干脆把他卖成奴仆给他。
They take that coat, and they get some animal blood, and they put it on the coat. They rip it up a little bit, and they bring it back to their father.
他们把那个彩衣脱下来，拿着牲畜的血沾上去，撕了，然后拿回去给他的父亲。
And in verse 31 of Genesis 37,
在第31节创世纪第37章那里
they got Joseph's robe, they slaughtered a goat, they dipped the robe in the blood, they took some of the they took the ornamented robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it's your son's robe."
那边讲到说，他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血，打发人送到他们的父亲那里说，我们捡了这个，请认一认，是你儿子的外衣，不是。
Now, I would suggest that just in that verse, there's an untruth that's told.
光是在这节圣经里面，你们看到中间里面的欺骗、虚假。
It's not a blatant, out and out, black, bad lie.
这个不是那个说很明显的、很大的一个谎话。
It's one of those kind of lies that's okay.
啊，你们会他们想说啊，这个是那种还可以接受的谎言。
Hey, what kind of lie is?
这是什么样的谎言
？What kind of lie is okay?
什么样的谎言才是可以接受的谎言
？I don't think there is an okay lie.
有没有一个是可以接受的谎言
？We just found this coat.
我们找到了这件彩衣。
You didn't find your brother's coat. You took it from him. You ripped it up. You put the blood of the goat on it, and you bring it to dad. We found this coat. No, you didn't.
你根本就不是找到的。你自己把他从衣服从他身上脱下来撕下来，找了一个牲畜的血。你不是找到的。
But at least that's what they told their father.
可是他们这样告诉他的父亲。
So it goes on, and he recognized that the father did, and he said, "Oh, it's my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces."
所以雅各就说，认得他说，这是我儿子的外衣，有恶兽把他吃了。约瑟被撕碎了，撕碎了。
Now would have been the time for the brothers to say, "No, Dad, that's really not what happened. I mean, no."It's not. But that's not what they did.
你们会想说，哦，这当他父亲看到他父亲这样子难过的时候，他们说，哦，爸爸，其实约瑟没有死，他没有被杀了。
We're not going to lie to our dad, but we're certainly not going to tell him the truth.
我们不会跟他撒谎，告诉他我们不会告诉他真实的情况，可是我们不会让他这么样难过下去。
And if we deceived him into believing a wrong conclusion, that's bad on him.That's too bad. We're okay.
如果我们借着一些弯曲的道路骗了我们的父亲，让他这么的难过，这是很糟糕的一件事。
But you know, when you give a false impression and lead others to believe that false impression knowingly, that's a lie.
你知道吗？当你误导别人，以为相信某一些事情，这是一个谎言。
Am I on shaky ground here? Am I right?
大家同不同意我说的呢？还是你们觉得我太绝对了呢
？Is that the kind of thing that I should take exception to if I find it in my heart？
我们如果在我们的心里面好好的检查的话，我可不可以来容忍这样的事呢
？Is that the life of Christ being lived out in me？ Is that the glory of Christ being seen through me？ Or is that counterfeit？
如果是基督的生命在我们里面，他会不会说这样子误导别人的话呢？这是假的生命。
Oh, come on, go back to New York.
我说儿女弟兄，你回去纽约好了。
Everybody does that.
在这边大家都是这么做的。
What's wrong with that? I mean, I didn't tell a lie. I didn't tell a lie.
这样做有什么错呢？我没有说真正的谎话。我没有说谎话。
I don't want to dwell here too long, but if you think that I'm on shaky ground, then read Acts chapter 5, the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
我不想在这边耽误大家太多时间。如果你不相信我说的，有一个很完整的一个根基的话，你们回去读使徒行传第五章，你来读撒菲拉的故事，亚拿尼亚。
They didn't lie either.
他们也没有说谎啊，是吗
？Yeah, they did.
是啊，他们是的。
No, they didn't tell Peter. Peter, we didn't really bring all that money. We just sort of making believe. They didn't tell Peter that. They just deceived Peter.
他并没有说彼得，我们没有全部都交给你，我们只是一半。他没有，他们只是告诉彼得说，哦，都在这里。
But you see, there's one that's greater than Peter that has a distinguishing eye that can tell whether it's a piece of glass or a diamond.
可是你们知道吗？在彼得里面有一个生命，那个生命是一个训练过的生命，它可以分出假的跟真的，好像戒指、钻石一样。
Peter said to them, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie against the Holy Spirit?"
所以彼得那时候就告诉他说，为什么撒旦装满了你们的心
？So we get back to Genesis 37.
所以我们再回来创世纪第三十七章。
And in verse 34, Jacob tears his clothes. He puts on sackcloth. He mourns for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted.
在那里讲到说，雅各便撕裂衣服，腰间围上麻布，为他儿子悲哀了多日。他的儿女都起来安慰他，他却不肯受安慰。
It reminds me of the Sunday school girl, the little 10-year-old girl that got her Bible verses a little mixed up.
我想到有一个在我们主日学的一个女孩，十岁的女孩，她把她的圣经搞混了。
And her Sunday school teacher asked, the Sunday school teacher said, what is a lie?
这个主日学老师问他说到底谎言是什么意思
Oh, I know, I know.
那这个小女孩举手说我知道。
Yes, what is it?
是什么呢
A lie is an abomination to the Lord, but a very present help in time of trouble.
那是一个耶和华所憎恨恶的，可是他却是我们随时的帮助。
And you know, I think there are some Christian people.
我想我们中间可能有一些所谓的基督徒的人
who know that lying is an abomination to the Lord.
我们真实的知道耶和华他是恨恶谎言这件事情是可证的。
But they also know that it is a very present help in time of trouble.
可是在另外一方面他们也知道说谎言是他们患难时随时的帮助，很好的一个帮助。
The Holy Spirit wants to get right to the minutia of your heart.
圣灵要直接的到我们里面的核心里面。
Between joint and marrow.
它可以分开我们的骨髓和骨。
The Holy Spirit wants to discern the thoughts and the intents of your heart.
它能够分辨我们心里面的意念。
It matters.
到底是什么？
And when you see anything like this, not just along this line, but anything that is incongruent with the truth.Of Scripture.
当我们每次在圣经里面看到讲到这个真实这件事情的时候
，Don't ignore it.
你们不要忽略，不去留意它。
Beware of the little foxes that spoil the vine. The grapes are tender.
昨天晚上我们提到说，你要擒拿那些小狐狸，他们会把这个葡萄园给毁坏了。
Get rid of the little cute cub before it grows up to be a ferocious bear.
把那些小小的小狮子先把它解决掉，免得它长大成为一个凶猛的野兽。
The Holy Spirit wants to purify us.
圣灵他迫不及待想要来洁净我们。
Even as He is pure.
因为他本身就是圣洁的。
Brother Yu was talking last night about the light on the dashboard indicating something's wrong under the hood.
昨天晚上于弟兄讲到说有一些灯它是带有一些某一些意义，当它亮起来的时候。
It reminded me of my Plymouth Voyager a number of years ago.
让我就想起到Jura.
My Plymouth Voyager, my car.
Okay, 我自己开的那辆车。
And I had that red engine light on.
我记得我那时候有那个引擎的灯亮了起来。
I brought it to the mechanic.
所以我带去修车厂那里。
And he put up the tester on it, and he looked at what the light was lit up for, and he told me it was some emissions problem.
所以他做了一些检验，用他的设备告诉我说是一些发射器的问题。
He says it's not a big deal.
他说这个并不是太重要的一件事。
I mean, your car's not going to perform any different. It's not dangerous. So just, I would forget about it.
他说你的车也不是没有什么危险，你就继续的开吧，就忘记这件事情吧。
And then he said, if that red light on the dashboard bothers you,
他说如果说这个红灯让你开起来很不舒服的话
，just put a piece of black tape over it.
你就干脆贴一张黑色的胶带上去，所以你看不见那个红灯。
Again. Too many Christian people are putting pieces of black tape over the red light.
你们知道吗？有太多的基督徒，他们把那个黑色的胶带贴在他们里面该亮起来那个警告灯上。
Because it's not affecting your performance yet.
因为这些事情好像在外面并没有影响你在外面所让人看到的
事。You're still able to drive.
你还是可以继续开啊。
So who cares about that little thing? Who cares what it is? Just cover it up, make believe it's not there.
所以刚刚为什么要那么留意这里面这个警告呢？我就把它盖起来就好了。
I mean, I'll see it in sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. Boy, will I let them know that they got that problem going on, but I don't see it in myself. I covered it up.
我看到这个弟兄、这个姐妹，他那个灯亮起来了。他需要这个，他需要被改过，可是我没有看到我自己里面的灯亮起来。
So these brothers all somehow or other are working together, and they concoct the story that...Just boils down to being a lie.
他们这些弟兄这些，他们可以自己创造出一些外面的说法，这些都是谎言了。
In New York City, the New York Port Authority, were looking to hire engineers. I'm sorry, electricians.
在纽约市，他们要雇佣有一个电子工、电气工。
And so they sent out an application for these prospective electricians to fill out and submit to their company.
所以他们就送了一张申请表他们需要怎么样怎么样子的电工来做这个工作。
They, on the application, they had one question. They said, we're especially looking for those that are expert in SOM tag connectors.
Tag connector. Okay. 所以在那个描述里面他特别有一行他说他特别要找一些人是对于这个 tag 某一个接头是很专门的人。
SOM tag.
SOM tag.
Yeah, we're looking for experts, specialists in SOM tag.
所以他们想要找一些人对于某一些的那个电的方面有专长的人。
Applications began to pour into the Port Authority.
所以他们收到很多人来申请这个工作。
And they found that there were 170 people that put on their application that they were experts in SOM tag connectors.
所以他们发现有170几个人，他们上面写的说他们有某一方面。是在这个电方面的专长。
There's no such thing as a SOM tag connector.
没有这个东西叫做 SOM tag connector. 没有，事实上没有这个东西，这个东西不存在。
Port Authority knew that when they gave the application out.
所以他们把这个申请表弄出去了。
They just wanted to get rid of the liars.
因为他们故意把这一行放上去，他们只是要滤掉那些不诚实的人，说他们懂的人。
Now where did these brothers learn their lying?
这些哥哥们，他们在哪里学到他们是说谎的人？
Now here I'm treading lightly because I'm not gonna prove this at all.
我会在这边跟大家分享一些，我不会试着来证明他。
Lying, stealing, cheating, adultery, it's bound in the heart of a sinful person.
我们知道说谎也好奸淫也好，这些都是存在我们这些堕落的人身上。
However, there's often a link between the sins of the father and their children.
可是我们常常会发现做父母父亲的他的罪常常会延续到他的下一代。
There's a trickle down effect.
会有一些往下的延续的作用。
Some behaviors are learned.
有一些some behaviors are
learned.
有一些他们的行为是从上一代学来的。
They're seen at home or in the family, and then they're just behaviorally lived out by the family, by the kids.
所以那些孩子们，他们从他们上一代身上学到，所以他们很自然的就表现出来同样的问题。
Again, it's not to say it's not in the heart of humanity.
我再讲一遍，这并不是说我们中间不是没有存在这些同样的问题。
But certain things are brought to the fore.
可是有一些东西是一直的被带出来，很明显。
Well, if you turn in your Bible with me to the 27th chapter of Genesis,
如果我们翻到创世纪27章
you find that Jacob, who was deceived by these brothers,
我们会发现说雅各他在那个时候被他这些儿子们欺骗了。
In Genesis chapter 27,
回到第27章的时候
beginning with verse 16,
从16节我们开始看。
You remember.There were two boys in his family too.
你们记得雅各他还有一个哥哥。
Jacob and his brother, his twin brother Esau.
他的哥哥以扫。
Rebekah loved Jacob more than Esau.
利百加喜爱雅各胜过以扫。
And I hope you all know the story about the birthright and the firstborn and all the rest that goes along with it.
我想大家都还记得关于长子的名分这些圣经所记载的。
So Rebekah is going to try to pull the wool over father's eyes.
所以利百加他就要设计一个诡诈，让那个羊毛把它盖起来。
In verse 21,
在第二十一节那里
，Isaac says to Jacob.
所以雅各以撒对雅各说
，Come near, my son, that I might touch you to know whether you really are my son Esau or not.
以撒对雅各说：“我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我的儿子以扫不是。”
He's about ready to give the blessing, and he's wanting a meal first. And Esau goes out to kill the animal, and all of a sudden, before he's even gone out the door, he's back with the animal.
他已经准备要给他的大儿子祝福他叫他的儿子出去为他准备一餐没想到他出去没有多久，很快的他的儿子就回来了。
But Isaac's not too sure that this is really Esau.
因为以撒他并不是这么的确定到底这个人是不是以扫。
There's some things about it that seem to be Esau, but there are also some things that seem to make it sound like it's Jacob.
因为有一些在他的身上他发现有一些是像以扫，可是也有一些是像是雅各的。
It says Jacob went, verse 22, Jacob goes close to his father Isaac who touched him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
所以雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说：“声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。”
Because they had deceived again, they had this plot where they took the hair or the skin of some animal and made it hairier and made him seem like he was Esau.
我们记得他就是他们的诡计，他们把这个牲畜的毛放在身上，好像让他的父亲以为他是雅各身上的毛。
So Isaac,
以扫身上的毛。
So Isaac blessed Jacob.
所以以撒就在那里祝福雅各。
And then he asked in verse 24, he asked the question, "Are you really my son Esau?"
然后他就告诉他，他又说二十四节，你真是我儿子以扫吗
And Jacob says, I am.
他说我是。
Now, in Genesis 37, Jacob was deceived, being lied to by his sons.
在我们刚刚读到创世纪37章雅各被他的儿子们骗了。
But here, Jacob is the one that's doing the deceiving and lying.
可是在这边我们也看到雅各他自己就是一个说谎的人。
It seems like it's continuing on in the same family.
好像看到在这个家里面，这个说谎的问题一直的延续下去。
But we could ask the question, where did Jacob learn it from?
我们也可以问这个问题，到底雅各是从哪里学来的？
And you don't have to go all through the scriptures, but if you go back to Genesis 26,
如果我们翻到创世纪二十六章的话，
you find that he learned it from his father.
你发现说他可能是从他的父亲那里学来的。
When his father said, "Well, tell everybody that she's my sister."
你们记得在那里以撒他在那边说哦，告诉别人。
Because a lie is a very present help in the time of trouble.
因为在我们刚刚讲到的，谎言是你在患难中随时的帮助。
They see how beautiful you are, and they see that big piece of glass I got on your finger. They're going to kill me.
当他们看到我的妻子是这么的美丽，看到她手上戴这个这么大的钻戒，他们会把我杀了。
And so you got a lie, and then the next generation a lie, and the next generation a lie, and where did Isaac learn it from?
所以我们看到，你看到谎言在他父亲的身上，在他的身上，在他儿子的身上。那我们也会问说，到底这以撒是从哪里学的
？If you go back to the 12th chapter of Genesis, you find that his father, his name was Abraham.
你们，我们如果回到创世纪第十二章，我们又看到他的父亲亚伯拉罕也是这样。
In verses 10 to 13, he's got the same problem as his son had one day. I wonder where he's learning all this stuff.
在那边，我们看到亚伯拉罕也做同样的事情。所以你在想说，到底他的儿子是从哪里学来的
？Abraham goes down and, honey, you're beautiful, and they're going to kill me, and they're going to take you, and she's my sister.
所以亚伯拉罕做一样的事情，他那边说，哦，人家会看到你，你这么的漂亮，他们会把我杀了，好能够占有你。
Now, again, the Bible doesn't say, well, the reason why he lied is because he lied, and the reason why he lied is because his father lied, and the reason why his father lied, it doesn't say that in the Bible. I don't know for sure if that's the reason why, but I do notice it.
我圣经没有很明确的告诉我们是不是 他的谎言是因为他父亲说谎他学来的，他的说谎是他父亲的说谎他学来的。圣经没有这样子很明确的讲，可是我看到有一个一件事情在那里。
I know that Chinese is a very expressive language. Only one time is it bad translation.So feel free to help me out when I need the help. No, that was good. I think it was good. See, he's got a benefit. He understands everything. I understand nothing. Anyway, let's go on. We're moving on. And so you understand where I'm going with this.
所以我想大家都知道我到底要试着把什么点带出来。
So what are we going to do about it, though?
所以我们该怎么样来面对这个问题？
It could be lying, could be cursing, could be anger, could be pride, could be just wasting my time. It could be going through the motions and looking the part, but not really having the reality inside.
我们这可能是很多其他的问题，不只是谎言。我们常常的浪费时间，经营各样的问题在我们的身上。我们怎么样来解决它
？Dear brothers and sisters, we have to be real.
弟兄姐妹，首先我们必须要做一个真实的人。
There are too many Gandhis out there that are looking for the real.
有太多的像甘地一样的人，他们要在找哪里有真实的。
There are too many kids out there that are looking for the real in their parents.
有太多的下一代的孩子们，他们要在看到底真实在哪里。
There are coworkers of yours that are not interested in you playing the middle ground and sometimes on their side and some. They're looking for the real.
有太多的同事，他们并不是有兴趣哦。你有时候走这边，有时候倒那边，他们在观察，他们想看到底真实在哪里。
And the call all through the New Testament is come out and be separate.
我们读新约圣经，常常就告诉我，你们要从他们中间出来， 分别为圣。
Don't touch the unclean thing, and I'll be your God, and then you'll be my people.
不要沾染不洁的物，我就做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
When Paul writes to the churches, which church do you like me to pick? The church at Ephesus, he says, there shouldn't even be lying among you. Don't put off lying. You're Christians now.
在保罗写给以弗所说，他说你们连那些暗示的谎言都不可以，你们是基督徒。
To the same church, he says, there shouldn't be a hint.Of sexual immorality among you.
那些淫词妄语、嬉笑的话，连提都不可以。
Can you laugh at their jokes around the water cooler?
你在你的同事中间，他们讲那些笑话的时候，你跟着他们一起笑吗
？Because it's a very present help to join in and ha 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 yeah when it's really not that funny at all.
是不是在那个当下，你发现说，哦，你想跟他们混在一起，哦，那变成你患难时随时的帮助呢
？Lord, if there's a speck in my eye, I want to see it.
主啊，如果有一个刺在我的眼睛里面，我要看见它。
I want to be a better person.
我要做一个更好的人。
I want to be holy.
我要做一个圣洁的人。
And I'm not.
我不是那样子的人。
But Lord, can you close the gap this morning?
可是主啊，你可不可以把这中间的距离缩短
？Could you make me pure in heart?
你可不可以使我做一个清新的人
？Could you help me to see myself?
你能不能帮助我能够更清楚看见我自己
you know, that's where it all starts. It starts with seeing yourself.
这就是一个开始，就是当你真正看见你自己的时候。
James says you read in this law of liberty. You read as if you're looking in a mirror.
雅各书告诉我们说，我们看这本书好像使人全备的律法。
You know, when you read the mirror, don't hold it in such a way that it reflects everybody around you.
这好像一面镜子一样。当你在看的时候，你不要让它好像照着别人一样，看到别人的问题。
Oh yeah, this is I'm going to preach this, boy. This is what the people really need.
哦，你看到这一节，哦，真好，哦，我要来讲这篇道，这是某某人所需要听的。
Lord, it's me that stands in the need of prayer.
主耶稣，是我自己是站在这个。最需要的地位上。
I don't know who you are or what you teach or where you're from, but don't read the Bible so that you can preach to others first of all.
我不知道你现在的光景如何，你从哪里来的。可是当你读这本书的时候，不要为着别人去读。
Let it smite your own heart.
让它给你亮光。
Let it expose who you are first of all.
让它先来暴露你里面真实的光景。
Deal with God over it.
靠着神解决这些事情。
Get rid of the specks in your eye.
把这些刺从你的眼中挪去。
We had an old preacher, one of our churches back in New York.
在我们的纽约有一个老的牧师。
I think I told you this before, but it bears repeating.
我也许跟你们讲过这个故事，可是让我再讲一次。
He had a catalog, one of those garden catalogs where you can get flowers or fruits or vegetables.
他有一个目录，他可以那目录上面有一些花或是有一些蔬菜。
And he saw these jumbo tomatoes.
他看到这个很大的番茄。
You're growing any soil, just put them in there, and you get these nice, good, plump tomatoes.
他说上面宣传说你可以放在任何的土壤里面，它都会长出一个大大的番茄给你。
So he ordered them, he got it, he planted it in his ground, and it started to come up the next season.
所以他就买了那个东西，种在他的花园里面看下一个季的时候，它就开始长起来。
He had these little baby tomatoes growing on his tomato bush.
结果长出来的番茄是这么的小颗的。
So dear brother Bowers took the catalog.
所以这个弟兄他就把他的这个目录拿着。
And he went out to his tomatoes.
然后他走到他的番茄那里。
He opened up the catalog to the page where those big jumbo tomatoes were.
他就翻到那一页上面有那个图片是那个巨大的番茄应该的样子。
And he held it up to the tomato bush and he said, "Look, this is what you're supposed to look like."
他就跟那个小番茄说，嘿，看到没有？这个是你应该要长得这么大才对。
You should take this book sometime.
我们大家也应该常常拿着这本书。
And when you open it up and you read it,
当我们打开来，当我们读的时候
，you should say this is what you're supposed to look like.
我们要对着自己说，这就是我所当要的。
I'm not supposed to be the former. I'm supposed to close the gap, and I'm supposed to be like Jesus. This is what I'm supposed to be like.
这就是神所要我们所要到达的。我们要缩短中间的这个断层。
That we might be genuine, that might be real.
我们可以做一个真实的人，真实的基督徒。
We have a jail, a prison in New York called Rikers Island.
我们在纽约那里有一个监狱。
It really is an island.
它是在一个岛上面。
And I've only been there what, four or five times.
我曾经在去过大概四五次。
Only to visit.
只是去那边看一看，不是我真的被关进去。
But it's quite an ordeal to go to Rikers.
可是你可以进去看一看，是很好。
You park your car in a parking lot, you get on this bus that drives you over a bridge, and then you get to really an induction center.
所以你到某个地方停了车，有一个巴士会载你过去，然后到那边有人介绍。
It's a bus terminal where there are different buses going out to different parts of the island, depending on where you want to go.
在那个岛上，事实上还有不同的巴士到那个岛上不同的地方。
Adolescent men, women, this, that, or the other, maximum, less, and so on and so on. All through buses all over the place.
他那个巴士会带你到各种有官人男人的，有女人的，有青少年的，各个地方。
So I got on to visit someone.One time, and I'm on the bus going to the penitentiary where they were held.
所以我这时候我就上了一个巴士来拜访我所认识的一个人。
I'm on the bus with maybe 25 other people.
我在我的巴士上面大概有25个其他的人。
I think every one of the 25 people I was on the bus with had either been just in jail or were about ready to go back to jail.
我在我那个巴士上面坐的人，要不然就是他们曾经到被关到里面，要不然就是他们准备要出来。
Kind of like I didn't feel very at home among that clientele.
当我坐在他们中间的时候，我没有觉得很舒服。
And so we're riding on the bus, and all of a sudden, there's a like policeman standing in front of the roadway.
当我们在巴士在走的时候，突然有一个警察站出来。
The bus stops.
所以那个巴士就停下来。
Here are these officers with their guns.
所以这些警察呢，就拿着他们的枪。
Everybody get off！
他说每个人都下车。
I'm on. Yeah, okay.
我说哦，好，那我赶快下车。
So I got off the bus with everybody else.
所以我跟着其他的人一起都走下了巴士。
And then they get bring these dogs out.
他们就把那些狗带出来。
And the dogs are walking all around us.
那些狗就在我们四周这样的一直的闻。
We're all in a circle and the dogs are sniffing every one of us. I'm just standing.
那些狗就在绕着我们，一直在那边闻。我站在那里。
I was just praying that nobody stuck something in my pocket.
我在那边祷告说，我祷告主啊，不要有那些人摆了一些不该的东西放在我的口袋里面。
I mean, how am I going to explain this one? Local pastor found with heroin in his front pocket.
要不然我要怎么样跟大家解释？如果报纸登出来在纽约市某某牧师身上有海洛因。
I just stood there for a little while.
所以我站在那边站了一阵子。
The dogs ran around happily, smelling every one of us.
所以那些狗就在每个人周围这样一直绕，一直在闻。
Then the dogs went back into their canine unit, and we got back on the bus and continued our little journey.
那些狗就回去，然后我们又回到我们的巴士，然后继续的开。
I asked one of the guards at the next place that I went. I said, "What was that all about? What happened?"
所以我问了下一站的一个守卫，我说刚刚发生了什么事情啊？
Oh, probably nothing. But that was just the training for the dogs.
然后那个守卫告诉我大概没什么大不了的事情，可能他们只是在训练那些狗而已。
Of all the protests I read about, how you know we are unkind to animals and we use them as guinea pigs or whatever we use. Now the dogs are using me.
我那时候读到有一些我们怎么样子虐待那些动物啊，我们利用他们啊。我发现，在我们在那个时候，那些狗在用我们当他们的训练品。
So I was curious about this. I looked it up when I got home.
我那时候觉得很好奇，所以回家的时候呢，我就开始做一些
调查。I did get home.
我是真的回到我的家。
And I looked it up and I found that these dogs have 10-week training sessions.
我就查了那个资料，确实这些狗要训练十个礼拜。
Where every day for 10 weeks they're smelling drugs.
所以每一天有十个星期的时间，他们每一天都要去闻那些毒品的味道。
Just good old plain drugs.
就是那些我们一般所知道的毒品。
They get so used to the smell of drugs and more drugs and more drugs that they walk around like they, no, they're just used to that smell.
所以那些狗每天都在闻那些味道，每天都在闻，到了地步，他们可能走路都被那个药所影响。
And then after 10 weeks of that, then they begin to try to deceive the dogs.
所以在十个礼拜他们训练他们闻那些药以后，他们开始要试着骗那些狗。
They put perfume all over people or other scents or smells on their person and they try to help them to see whether or not they could still distinguish the drugs.
所以他们就把一些人身上把一些香水一些其他的味道，他们要看这些狗能不能够分辨出来这些味道跟那些毒品的味道。
Now it takes quite a bit of time but they finally get there.
所以这些训练是要有一段时间，可是这些狗都能够被训练好。
They have to be able to smell through all of the other stuff, the fluff, and still detect the drug.
所以这些狗要训练到一个地步，他们能够在很多很多其他的味道中间，他们还能够闻出来有毒品在那里。
I have to wrap this up quickly, but the Holy Spirit can smell through all of the other junk and gets right to the crux of the matter.
我要跟大家说的是，圣灵他能够把那些其他的味道所滤掉，他能够直接的进到我们的心里面来闻出来。
The big Bibles that we carry and the smile on our face。
你知道，我们常常带着这个很大的圣经到处的走，我们脸上挂一个笑容。
Jesus put it this way。
主耶稣他这样子说。
They draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me。
说这些人用嘴唇啊亲近我，他们的心却远离我。
So why do I tell you all this this morning？
为什么我跟大家分享这些？
Because we want fruit in our lives. Yes, fruit that will glorify Him, fruit of repentance.
是的，我们都渴望可以结果子，我们能够啊结出果子来，叫他得着荣耀。我们能够结出悔改的果子出来。
We want others to see the real Jesus in us.
可是有一点，我们需要人看见我们里面真正的那个基督。
To see His love.
来看到那真实的爱。
To see His truth,
能看到他的真理。
To see the nature and the character and the beauty of Jesus in me,
来看到他的神的本性，他的那个美好的性情反映在我们身上。
Oh, how much do I need to decrease?
我们会发现我们有多么的需要减少。
And He doesn't show me myself all at once.
可是我神他没有一下子就把我所有的暴露出来。
But the Holy Spirit convicts as I read His Word.
可是当圣经告诉我们圣灵来，他要叫我们自己责备自己。
As I hear the word of God preached or spoken,
当神的话被传讲出来的时候，
If you have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的都应当听圣灵对教会所说的话。
And sometimes He shows you the things that you are perhaps heretofore unconscious of in your life.
有时候他会显露一些我们好像都不自觉没有发现的一些事情。
Not because He hates you, but because He loves you.
并不是圣灵他专门要找你麻烦，是因为他爱你。
And the psalmist invited that to happen to him.
我们知道作诗的人他写下来这样 他这样子说
In the 139th Psalm David prayed Search me, O God
在诗篇139篇他在那里说哦主啊求你鉴察我
And know my heart
知道我的心思
Try me and see if there be any wicked way in me
试炼我知道我的意念看在我里面有什么恶行没有
Lord is it possible that in me there still could be some wicked way?
神啊，是不是在我里面有什么恶行？我所不知道
的。Is it possible that in all these lovely people that are here in your house over a Labor Day weekend, where they could be outside baking in the sun, is it possible, Lord, that there could be some wicked way?
会不会有一些我们大家这么高兴来这边参加特会，在这边领受到外面去，会不会在我们里面仍然有那些恶行呢
？Jesus died on a cross.
主耶稣他在十字架为我们死了。
He got beat up and he shed his blood.
他在那里为我们流血，被击打。
And he took upon himself your sin and my sin, the sin of the whole world.
他把你的罪，他把我的罪，他把全世界的罪都担在他自己的身上。
How dare I treat any incongruency in my heart as a light thing?
但我们不可以把我们的心当做一个很平常、很简单、很不小心的事。
How dare I put a piece of black tape over the red light?
我怎么敢放一个黑色的胶带贴在我的良心上面
？Lord, search me and try me.
主啊，求你鉴察我，求你试炼我。
See if there be any wicked way in me.
看在我的里面有什么恶行没有。
Cleanse me from every sin.
洁净我从一切的罪里面出来。
And set me free.
使我得着自由。
Lord, not only that I might be what you would want me to be.
不仅如此，好叫我能够成为你所要我成为的样式。
But others that look at our lives.
当别人真的看到我们的时候。
People who know the testimony that we are Christians.
别人知道，有些人知道我们就是基督徒。
May they know that we are Christians by our love.
愿他们知道我们基督徒，因着我们的爱。
May they see Christ in us.
愿他们在我们身上看到耶稣。
Oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to thee.
哦，主啊，求你现在就来祝福我们。我们来到你的面前。
Give us a clean heart.
给我们一个洁净的心。
Renew a steadfast, right spirit within us.
使我里面有重新有正直的灵。
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
从我里面的恶行
Purge with hyssop, O Lord.
用牛膝草把我洗净
That we might be whiter than snow.
使我洁白如雪
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
求你为我造一颗清洁的心
And Lord, in all of my brothers and sisters.
在我所有亲爱的弟兄姐妹们中
Sprinkle afresh with the blood of Jesus Christ.
再次用你的宝血洒在我们身上
We pray it for your glory and your honor.
为着你的荣耀，为着你的名的缘故，我们祷告
Amen. Amen.Let's sing together this prayer.
Instead
of singing it, just pray it.
也许我们不需要唱，可是我们把它用成一个祷告。
Not whiter than snow, the other one that she's playing on the keyboard.
652.
Search me, O God.
652.
652.
Gracias. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray.
Lord, we confess that what's described in this hymn is our greatest need.
有时候我们就是谦卑不下来，能够向你发出这样子真实的祷告。
How often we are unable to truly humble ourselves to cry out to you in genuine hunger and desire.
帮助我们。
Help us.
Get us out of the way.
来检查我们的深处。
Searched our innermost being.
Yes, Lord.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
To see if there's any wicked way in me.
洗去我们每一个隐藏的罪孽。
Wash away, purge away every hidden sin that is in us.
使我可以得自由。
So that we may be truly free.
是的，这是一个危险的祷告。
Yes, Lord, we don't know what it means to pray such prayer.
但是我们愿意降服在你的面前。
But we are willing to surrender ourselves before you.
求你在我的深处除去我的骄傲，我的情欲，甚至夺去我的意志。
May you uproot all the pride, all my lust, even my strong will in our hearts.
当我完全向你降服的时候，我就得着那个真正的自由。
That in full surrender to you, I may be truly free.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你今天早上对我们所说的话。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your words this morning.
真正的说在我们的里面。
You truly have spoken into our hearts.
你给我们信心，让我们愿意来面对自己真实的情形。
Give us the faith.That we will be bold to see our true condition.
我知道我们的时间有一点晚。
I know the time is running late.
但是我不希望放过圣灵在我们身上的工作。
But we should not just bypass what the Holy Spirit is doing at this moment.
好不好？我们接下来有一点时间，我们每一个人为自己祷告。
Can we spend some moments here and pray for ourselves?
我们出声的祷告。
With your voice,
是有意识的祷告
conscious asking.
让我们的祷告是有意义的，是真实的
Offer the genuine prayer.
Search me,
God,
search me, oh Lord, search me.
Jesus, I need you, Jesus, show me, oh God, Jesus. Show me, O God. Come and pray, Lord. Open my heart to you, Jesus. Work in me, O God. Work in us, O Lord, I pray. Work in us, O Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, O Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, O Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, O Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus.
Put away all lies, all pretense.
Hallelujah.Make us real. Oh, dear Lord, make it genuine, I pray, Lord Jesus. God, you desire truth in the inner parts, Lord. Go down to the bottom of my heart, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. I need you, Jesus. Out of my life, Jesus.
圣洁的火焰他圣洁的眼目在这里来 search 来检查我们
Let the holy fire, the fiery eyes to search us, to examine us.
Do it, Lord, do it, Lord.
勇敢地向他祷告呼求
Dare to ask him, to pray to him.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
把这一整天的时间都交在你的手中。
Dear Lord, commit this whole day unto your hand.
一整天你都可以对我们说话。
Throughout this day, you can speak to us moment by moment.
我们求你让我们也带着一个敬畏的心与你同行。
With godly fear and reverence, we desire to walk with you.
我们接下来要分散成为中文和英文的聚会。
As we are going to our separate meetings,
你在两个聚会中都与众人同在。
Each meeting, Lord, meet with us.
继续你圣灵更深的工作。
Continue a deeper work of your Spirit in us.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.